So what is binding authority? What is persuasive authority? The smart aleck answer is that binding authority is authority that I like that helps me. Persuasive authority is authority that helps me. And non-persuasive authority is everything else. I think that's the mindset that practitioners and advocates sometimes approach things with. I have to watch that when I'm in an advocacy role that I'm not falling into that trap. It's easy to like and believe the cases and other authorities that help your position. A more nuanced view is that binding authority is the authority generally, it's going to be case law from the same court or from a higher court that the deciding court has to follow that addresses and resolves the same issue. It's not really negotiable, just like it's not negotiable if you're in the car and the officer directing traffic is pointing to you to stop or to make the turn. You know, you're not going to get out of the car and negotiate with them. You're going to follow that direction. The other analogy that comes to mind, and maybe this betrays my age, is watching John McEnroe argue with the line judge. I'm pretty sure that in, you know, years of doing that, you know, he never flipped a call. If he did, I don't remember it. But it's another example where arguing the definitive determination is probably not going to get you very far. But this takes us to a comparison to persuasive authority, a pronouncement of a legal principle that a court may, but is not obligated to follow. And an interesting question to ask is, what makes a non-binding source of authority persuasive or not persuasive so that a court will look at it in reaching a determination? There's multiple factors that can go into this. How well known and authoritative is this source? Does the deciding court agree with it? How does that principle announced by the persuasive authority fit within the larger trend and direction of law in a particular area that is being decided by a particular court? Go to the next slide, please. So we're going to try to unpack some of these concepts against the backdrop of an interesting recent statutory development in Texas that involves the American Law Institute and its well-known restatements of the law on many different topics. And with that, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Robert.
Thanks, Bill. The restatements are a useful metaphor for persuasive authority for a number of reasons. One is that they're one of the most cited types of persuasive authority. Another is they're so well respected. The restatements created by the ALI is an organization, one of the most respected legal organizations in the country. It consists of some of our top judges and law professors and lawyers. And you might say that the restatement is as authoritative as persuasive authority can get. The other aspect of the restatements that I'm going to focus on today is it has a 100-year history that illuminates some issues that go into what's the difference between persuasive and binding or controlling authority. If we go to the next slide, please. There's a new statute that came out, Texas legislature adopted it last year, and it was really the impetus for this talk because it's such a strange statute. And this is the new language. The American Law Institute's restatements of the law are not controlled. I mean, that's a really strange statement. So it's strange for the legislature to address the restatements. Before last year, no state legislature had ever passed any law or resolution about the restatements. It's also interesting because the restatements are an integral part of legal decisions in Texas. You have many Texas Supreme Court opinions citing the restatement, adopting the restatement, declining to follow the restatement. So what does this statute do to all of that law that the restatements impact? So if we could go to the next slide, please. Like me, you may ask yourself, what does this mean? You may ask yourself, well, how did we get here? And that's really the question that informs, I think, what this statute means, is the history of some tensions and disputes about the restatement. History informs meaning. So if we could go to the next slide, please. The restatements of the law